All right, guys, are you all ready? Very nice. Come on, let's stand together. We are here for part two. We just unpaused the service from this morning. We're continuing on. Before, how many, did anyone get a nap in between? Anyone? No? Or did you just power through it? Lots of coffee. Anyone have lots of coffee? Okay, praise God. Here's what I want you to do before we start singing and praising the Lord and all that. I want you to just go around. I want you to high five like three people and tell them God is going to meet me here. Seats if you want. I guess, well, I don't know if that's going to mess the cameras or whatever, but it's okay. We got altar space. Fill the altar. Come to the front and let's praise the Lord. Amen. There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is joy. A river flowing, a river of joy and laughter. We want to swim in the waters, we want to dance. There is a river flowing, a river of joy and laughter. We want to swim in the waters, we want to dance. Here we go. There is joy in the house of the Lord. Joy in the house of the Lord, there is joy, there is joy, there is joy in the house of the Lord, there is joy in the house of the Lord, there is joy, there is joy. River, there is a river flowing, river of joy and laughter. We want to swim in the waters, we want to dance. There is a river flowing, a river of joy and laughter. We want to swim in the waters, we're going to dance. There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is joy. There is joy. Say it again. Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns as we dance. Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns.
presence here. We thank you for your glory. Something is there. Father, we thank you for the spirit of revival in this place tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. Holy Spirit, we say come and fill the atmosphere. Come and fill the atmosphere. Come and fill the atmosphere with the spirit of revival. With the spirit of revival. A dry and thirsty land, you give of your mercy with a mighty outstretched hand and waves of your power come crashing over us. You clothe us with fire, yeah, and you purify our hearts as we wait for you. Our hearts are open, Lord, as we wait for you. Let's say that again. As we wait. As we wait for you. Our hearts are open, Lord. As we wait for you. You give of your fullness. So full of grace and truth. You rescue the sinner. The lost are found in you. You heal every sickness. And you set the captives free. Come and reign on our city. A move of God we long to see. As we wait for you. Our hearts are open, Lord. As we wait for you. Let's say it again. As we wait for you, our hearts are open, Lord. As we wait for you, as we wait, yeah. As we wait for you, our hearts are open, Lord. As we wait for you. Just lift your hands. Lord, we thank you for the promise that in the last days you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. So come, pour out, pour out. Oh, for us. Yeah. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. Upon wave. upon wave, wave upon wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. Revival, you give of your spirit, Lord. You give of your fire, you pour it out over us. Come on, let's just sing that again. He's pouring out wave upon wave tonight. Lord, we thank you for the waves of revival, the waves of your spirit, the waves of your glory, the waves of revelation. Tonight, yeah, he's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave to wave. Come on, sing. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring. Stop giving, Lord. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. He's clearing out paths, making ways through. Yeah. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. He's making a way. He's clearing out paths, making ways through. Open up tonight. Our God is the God of the breakthrough, making a way. He's clearing out paths, making ways through. Here tonight, our God is the God of the breakthrough. He's clearing out paths, making ways through. Our God is the breaker. 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 Our God is the breaker.
the way, clearing out the way, moving every obstacle, moving every wall out of the way. You're moving it out. We speak to the mountains tonight. We speak to every mountain in our way. We command you to move in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. He's pouring out like wave after wave after wave. Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing to earn more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted seed of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, I and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of lies, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. To be overcome by
sangro costel et le masiande. One thing I ask, and this is what I seek. This is what I seek. To dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, to gaze upon his beauty and to seek him in his temple. Just one thing that I ask, and this is what I seek. I may dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. I would dwell in your praises all my days, to gaze on your beauty, God, to seek you in your temple. One thing that I ask, this is what I see. Jesus.
I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Just one thing. He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire or seek him in his temple. But it goes on to say this. It says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me, and he shall set me high upon a rock. And then listen, he says, and now, someone say now, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. I just believe that as we worship God tonight, David said, this happens when I worship. He said, when I seek God and I want nothing else but him, the Bible said, in the time of trouble, he'll lift me up. He lifts me up. He hides me in his secret place. And then he says this, then my head will be lifted up above every enemy. I don't know what enemies you've been facing, but David tells us the secret to not be tormented by enemies. Salvation means to be rescued from the harassment of your enemies. And worship is the pathway to that presence. I believe tonight, as we continue to worship, that as we seek God, as we say, God, all I want is you tonight. I just want your presence more than anything. It doesn't matter if you've been battling fear, insecurity, doubt, if you've been battling just relationship challenges, if you've been battling wounds in your heart, if you've been battling, the things we talked about this morning about the worthiness and all that stuff. It doesn't matter what voice is trying to take you out. When we worship God, He lifts us above our enemies. And although we may hear the sound, the sting of their voice is taken out, and we're not affected by the lies of the enemy because we're in the higher place. How many would say amen to that? Come on. Come on, you can give God a hand if you want to. And so we're going to continue to worship for a little more. And I believe God, as we seek God's face and we say, God, I don't want anything else than you, His presence is going to continue to increase. How many feel the presence of the Lord already in this place tonight? There's something about worship and seeking God's presence. We forget about the enemies because we're lifted higher. Father, we thank you for that here tonight. Just say that again. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. We're going to sing it again.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be
testimony real quick. When I was 19 years old, I was worshiping God on my way to go to college, the community college where we were at. And as I began to worship God, I was singing this older song. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. It's like 20 years old, but it says this to God. It says, all of you is more than enough for all of me. For every thirst and every need, God, you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. And I was worshiping God. I stopped at the light on the way to go to school, and I realized what I was telling God right there. I just told God that he's more than enough for me, and no one and nothing else on the planet will be able to satisfy me like him. And I realized that's a pretty heavy thing to say. Like that kind of, when you say those kind of words, those cost. Those are costly words. Worship, David said it like this. He said, I'm not going to bring an offering to the Lord that doesn't cost me anything. And because he knew that worship has to do with cost, you sacrifice. And I remember saying this to the Lord, and I told the Lord when I was 19 years old, I said, Lord, we weren't dating yet. I said, Lord, if I never get married, if she never comes, and if I never get to fulfill any of the dreams that I have in my heart to do in this life, I said to the Lord, I said, I promise that you will be more than enough for me. And I remember in that moment realizing the sacrifice, and I meant it with all my heart. Like if I grew to be 100 years old and never got married, I would trust that Jesus would satisfy every need in my heart. And even more so, I trust that if I never got to fulfill all the dreams, how many of you guys have big dreams? But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll lay it all down. If I never fulfill any of these dreams that I have in my heart, just being with you, Jesus, is more than enough. Fast forward years later, I have an amazing wife who's here, obviously playing drums. She loves Jesus more than I do. And then secondly, just me being here tonight is a fulfillment of what I laid down. I said, God, you can take all of it. But even in that, I gave it all to God, and he gave it all back to me. He gave me a wife who loves Jesus. We have two boys who love Jesus. I get to go around leading worship, praying and prophesying and seeing people come to Jesus all over the place, which is what I laid down in 2000, and I think it was four, 2003 or four. It was a long time ago, 19 years. I was 19 years old, so almost 20 years ago, I laid all of it down. I said, Jesus, you are more than enough for me. You can have everything. If nobody ever knows who I am, nobody ever hears me do music, if nobody ever cares anything about me, it doesn't matter because I have Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, Jesus is everything that you need. Jesus is everything that you need. It doesn't matter how many likes you get on social media. It doesn't matter who is going to say good things about you or not. We have Jesus, and he is everything that we need. How many would say amen to that? As we continue to worship, we're gonna keep worshiping and singing and all that. But I'm saying this. I felt led to share that testimony because I just feel like you pray your own prayer, you do your own thing, but I'm feeling an invitation for just surrendering and saying, God, no matter what it looks like, I belong to you. No matter what my future looks like, some of you young people in here, as a side note, when I was a young adult pastor, people would come into our group, 19-year-old girls would be like going through a hard time. I said, hey, what's going on with you? And they said, I don't have a boyfriend, and I'm afraid I'm not going to get married. I'm a girl old and never get married. And I said, you need to calm down. You're only 19 years old. And I'm telling you, sometimes we freak out at the future because, oh my God, we're not going to. And I said, you need to lay all of that down to the Lord. You need to lay down every single dream, every single ambition. I knew people who were 19 years old and they said they already had their wedding planned. I'm like, do you even have a boyfriend? Nope. You already got it all planned out, how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to sound, what it's going to do. I'm just giving you some examples, okay? I've seen this happen, and I told them all the same story. I said, listen, you got to lay it all down. Because, watch this. This is for all the single people tonight, okay? If a husband or a wife begins to be more valuable to you than Jesus, you have put them as an idol in your life. And you will make not only them miserable because you're expecting them to fulfill your heart like only Jesus can, and it's impossible. And not only will you make their life miserable, your life will be miserable because they can never give you what only Jesus can give you. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. And I'm telling you this tonight because I feel from the Lord that we need to have a fresh surrender tonight. We need to come and to say, Lord, maybe you're already married, praise God. When you said, I do, you're in it for life, okay? So it's not like, that other word is not, but what I'm saying is, Jesus still has to satisfy your heart, even within marriage. And I feel like that kind of thing is like hovering in the room tonight, as well as dreams and destinies and desires that you have in your heart to do things in life. I feel like God's is saying like, this is where it is in scripture, Genesis 22. Abraham was called to lay down Isaac. In other words, God said, I want you to lay down your promise. I want you to lay down your future and trust me to do it. And God, yes, he gave it back to him, but God knew that Abraham was for real in his sacrifice and for real in his surrender. And I want to invite you to do the same. As we continue to worship tonight, we're going to worship, we're going to sing. But let's attach our hearts to our songs and say, God, I'm surrendering to you afresh. My whole future belongs to you. Because guess what? At the end of the day, even if you have every single thing that you've ever wanted in life, it'll never satisfy you like Jesus can satisfy you. That's just the way it is. Because you were created to have a relationship with him. That's what you're created for. So here's what I want to do. The altar is open. I want to invite you as we continue to worship. I want to invite you to kneel before the Lord. I want to invite you to come and kneel before the Lord tonight. You come to the altar, maybe where you are seated or wherever you are. But I want to encourage you to give a fresh surrender to the Lord Jesus as we continue to worship tonight. Amen. Father, we love you. and we lay our hearts before you. We give you everything. We give you everything, Jesus.
You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. God, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. God, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. God, I worship you. We call you Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. In every heart, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, you're healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Turning lives around.
You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Stop, never stop working, never stop, never stop.
to stop. Even when I don't see it, you're working. When I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop.
You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We say that is who you are. That is who you are.
Lift your hands to him and just tell him, Lord, have it all. Lord, have it all. My whole life, my dreams, my desires, my heart. God, have it all. Lord, tonight we surrender afresh. We are your people, and we are your church. We give you it all. We give you our hearts. We give you our dreams. Yeah. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. Tell them. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. God, you satisfy my soul. Every place, you satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul, Jesus. You satisfy my soul. You do it. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Satisfy. That is who you are. That is who you are. That
Everything I need, you are. You're the great I am. That is who you are, Jesus. That is in victory, and now you're seated forever on the throne. Hey! So why should my heart fear what you've defeated? I will trust in you. Alone. There's no prison. and you can move on. Things are possible. And there's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up.
Pour it out.
Come on, lift it up. Just begin, I feel like tonight, let's take a few moments and let's begin to ask God to pour out His Spirit, not only here in this place, but ask God to touch the city of Portland to move. Would you just pray with me tonight and just begin to lift up intercessions and prayers? Come on, just all over the place. Father, we thank You for a mighty move to touch this region. We thank You for a mighty move to touch Portland, God, all the way down to Salem and this surrounding region. Father, we ask You that You would send heaven's help, that there be an outpouring of the Spirit tonight. Come on, just if you got the prayer language, just begin to lift up your voice. Father, we thank You for a spirit of revival to touch the land. Open heavens over this land. We enthrone Jesus on the praise. We enthrone King Jesus to come, and that You would rend the heavens over this land. We decree and declare open heaven over the land and healing on the land, God, in Jesus' name. You said, if My people who are called by My name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, that You would hear from heaven and heal the land. And so, Lord, we lift our voices and say, God, come. Pour out revival. Pour out awakening. Pour out healing. Mobilize an army in this place tonight. Mobilize. Mobilize an army. Mobilize an army. The kind of pour out Your Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 9, it says Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And listen what it says. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And listen what he says. He says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So here's the answer, he said. Verse 38, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. In other words, Jesus said, what we're doing here is awesome, but there's only 13 of us, me and 12 of you. And there's masses and multitudes that haven't gotten the touch, and they're like sheep having no shepherd, and we can't do this by ourselves. We gotta pray for an army to get raised up. And we said, ask God to raise up people. And the word that it says that he would send out laborers, in the Greek, it is the word ekbalo. Everyone say ekbalo. And ekbalo is the same word that Jesus used when he casts out devils. It means to take them from one place and to throw them out. In other words, there has been a church that has been sitting on the bench on the sidelines. But God says, I want you to pray that someone comes behind them and kicks them off of the bench so they get in the game and start taking souls from the grasp of darkness and bringing them into light. He said, pray for the church. Come on, this is what we're doing tonight. We're not only praying, but we're going to become the answers to our prayers tonight. So let's take a few more moments and let's lift our voice and let's ask God to raise up the laborers for the harvest. Because I'm telling you, all over the world, people are ready to have Jesus touch their lives. All over the world, people are saying, I'm open. In other words, they are ripe for the harvest. All over the world. When I was in Malawi, Africa, we saw over 100,000 decisions for Jesus Christ. That's 100,000 people that aren't going to hell anymore. They got a relationship with Jesus. How many know that's an awesome thing? And I'm telling you tonight, God wants to mobilize an army, but it starts with prayer. And I know this is a praying church, but can we take 60, maybe 90 more seconds, and can we just lift up our own voices to God and ask him to send out laborers? Let's ask the Lord of the harvest. Come on, just in your own voice, just begin to lift up a cry. Ask the Lord of the harvest to raise up the harvesters. Come on, just a few more moments. Lord, come on, even in your own language, I don't care if it's Russian, English, or tongues, but let's pray. God, we thank you for the harvesters. God, we ask you to raise up harvesters. We ask you to raise up people. People to reach people. God, whether they're evangelists or not, raise up evangelists. Raise up an evangelistic generation. Come on, just raise your voice. Come on, lift it up in prayer. Raise up the harvesters, Lord. Raise up the laborers, Lord. Come on, 30 more seconds. Come on, just ask God, raise them up. Come on.
there's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Come on.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Come on, declare it tonight.
There's an army rising up.
Hey!
There's an army rising up.
Yeah!
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain.
And the voices we say tonight,
I hear the chains falling. We prophesy tonight, I hear the chains falling in the name of Jesus. I hear the chains falling.
Come on, let's do it together.
We say, I hear the chains.
Time, there's power in the name.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. You're raising up an army of the Lord. God, let the winds of the Spirit just blow through this place right now. That Ezekiel 37, the army, that Ezekiel, God took them to a valley of dry bones, and they were all spread out across this valley, and it said they were very dry. Very dry, not just dry, as if bones have levels of dryness. And they said, God asked Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel went neutral. He said, Lord, only you know. And he said, prophesy, son of man, prophesy. And the bones, as he began to prophesy, the bones began to rattle. They began to come together and they began to form these bodies. And the skin came on and formed them. But they were lifeless still on the ground. And then he said, prophesy to the breath. And he said, prophesy, son of man, to the breath. And the winds of God came from the north, south, east, and the west and began to blow. Blew through the place. And breath came inside of them. And the Bible says Ezekiel saw them all stand up on their feet. And it said they were an exceedingly great army. I'm telling you, this is what God's doing here tonight. He's putting breath in you tonight by the Spirit. Come on, how many of you can feel the winds of God? How many of you know God's moving in this place tonight? The winds of God are blowing through. Lord, just like the winds came in Ezekiel 37, and just like the prophet prophesied the breath of God, I just release the breath of God in this place tonight. Woo! Right there. That the breath of your Spirit would come and flood our hearts. Lord, in the name of Jesus, put breath in us again. God, put strength. I thank you. After the breath came, there was an exceedingly great army that stood on their feet. It's the army of the Lord. Lord, we release the breath and the winds. Just blow in us tonight. Blow in us tonight. We breathe you in. We breathe you in. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come. I know you're here, but I'm saying, Father, manifest the very power and presence of Jesus here tonight. God, we thank you tonight. You're raising up the army. You're raising up the army. Woo! God, we thank you tonight. Today, God, I thank you that there is not only this morning what you did with the love of God and putting confidence and strengthening us, clothing us with your righteousness. God, I thank you even what we talked about with some in the afternoon, that some of the resistance that comes against us is actually God putting strength in us. But I thank you tonight. Tonight's the night where you want to empower and anoint God and pour out your Spirit, that we will walk not with just wise words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit of God. Father, pour out your Spirit on us tonight. Pour out your Spirit on us.
As I was just preparing and just like praying and just seeing what God wanted to do in this place, I just saw like this really bright light shining, and it just like went straight down into this place, and it was like dark, not this church particularly, but the city, this region. And the light shone really strongly like down into this place, and darkness was all around it, but the light was coming. The light is here. And I just feel like that what Andrew has been just releasing and imparting, like it's like that mobilizing of an army that's like going to come and rise. And I feel like that the light that we carry, the light of Jesus inside of us is going to go out into the cities. It's going to go out into just our workplaces, our jobs, our friends, at school, like wherever it is, the light is just going to come and shine and start taking dominion over darkness. Because how many of you guys know light is always stronger than darkness? You flip on a switch, darkness just like, you can't argue with the darkness. Like the light has the strength, right? And so I just thank you, Lord. And I'm just going to release that. And I just feel like if that is you guys and you're like, are burning in your hearts, like, okay, I want to make a difference. Like I want to make an impact, but I don't know how, or like, I want to go and like, I want to tell people, or just like maybe the boldness or something. I feel like God is going to give you guys boldness and just like an empowerment and a download from heaven to just come and just like shine the light in this place, inside of this region, in this city, whether you're from Portland, I don't care where you're from, like God wants to come and invade this area and this place. So if that's you guys and you're saying yes, just come on forward. I want you guys to even come right here, wherever it is. But it's like, yes, I want to do something. I don't want to just sit, like what Andrew was saying. I don't want to just sit any longer. I want to like go and like do something and just shine the light. So we just thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. As people are coming, God, just receive like you're receiving a gift. God, we just thank you, Jesus. As people are coming into this place, Lord, right now, I ask, Lord, that you would just release your Holy Spirit on them, Lord. I even specifically even see a lot of the younger people like in your schools and different areas and stuff. And I see you guys releasing just Jesus into your friend circles and into these places. So God, we just thank you, Lord. I pray that they would just get an impartation from heaven right now. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would come and fill them up right now. I thank you, God. You are so good. And Lord, I thank you that you want to empower people. You want to empower people with the gospel. You want to empower people with truth, and that they're going to just speak and they're going to shine the light. And I just even see like you guys are going to be laying hands on like the sick, or you're going to like all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have a headache. And it's like, oh, let me pray for you. Like, it's just going to be that simple. And like just in everyday conversation, I see like specifically young people, but yes, like all generations, they're just going to step out in faith and do this. So we just thank you, God. I pray for the boldness right now in Jesus' name, the boldness to just speak and just to just shine, God. And we thank you, Lord, that heaven is being released in this region. And we just thank you, God, that like the darkness cannot be here any longer, God. And we just push back the enemy over this area in this region, God. And we say that Christ is coming and he inhabits the praises of his people, that he inhabits this area. And so we just thank you, Jesus, that you're pushing back darkness, God. We are pushing it back, God, by us, Lord, just responding to the gospel in Jesus' name.
Come on, just open your hands, receive that. Lord, we thank you for an outpouring of your Spirit, that you would mark us tonight. Lord, I pray from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, we pray a release now in Jesus' name. Let a release of your presence come. Let a release of your power just anoint them tonight. We just declare God is marking people tonight in this generation. God is marking you tonight for his glory. God is marking you tonight to make a difference, to be the light. And this is your scripture, Isaiah chapter 60, that he says that darkness covers the earth and deep darkness over the peoples, but the Lord, his glory has risen upon you. And his light will be seen upon you. And just like she saw the vision of the light coming in, you are that light. And this is what I believe, that you guys have been seeking God. And even what Pastor was telling me, even since March when Jeremy and Miranda were here, there's been a significant transformation in what God's doing in your life. And I'm telling you, I feel like the Lord says it's time to go public with it. It's time to take it to the streets. It's time to take it to your school. It's time to take it to your workplaces. It's time to take it and to go public with it. I'm telling you, one of the ways that we actually see the answer to the prayer that we were praying before is that we become the answer. We prayed that God would send laborers into the harvest, but praise God, we get to actually become the laborers. We don't just hide in a closet somewhere and then hope that someone else answers that prayer. Guess who Jesus isn't finding someone way down over in Tillamook to kick off the bench, although that can work too. But he's saying, watch this. I'm going to pray for you. You're going to pray to God for labors, and then he's going to kick you off the bench so that way you can go and touch people with the power and the love of Jesus. I'm telling you, has anyone ever seen God heal at their school? Has anyone ever seen God do miracles at their school yet? Because this is what God wants to do. When I was youth pastor, I had 12-year-old kids laying hands on the sick in a Calvinist school. You all know about that. They don't like most of the stuff that we do. But guess what? When she went to the school, Jesus started using her to lay hands on people. Went into all different types of places, and Jesus wants to use you and mark you tonight. Are you with me? God says it's time to go public. You've been in the secret place. You've been hidden. You've been seeking God, and it's time to find out what you've got in the secret place, because you've got some really good stuff there, but you don't know what you have until you put your hand on somebody. Are you with me? Come on, just keep receiving. I know I'm talking, and then we're praying, and then we're talking, and then we're praying, but this is just how we do it. Lord, we thank you for a fresh oil and anointing. We're just going to just lay our hands on you real quick. Yeah, Lord, come over here, bro. That's the shirt. Come on, man, with the U.S. Army. Lord, mark them with fire in Jesus' name. Fill them with fire in Jesus' name. Woo, take that. Woo, that's a fresh anointing coming on you, bro. That's a fresh anointing coming on you. God says he's going to give you the gift of prophecy. You're gonna begin to see visions and dreams and pictures and words and things like that. God's going to use you with prophecy. He's going to use you to speak to your friends. Lord, we release it over him now. Give him the words to say. And here's your verse. You can remember this later. Someone can help you remember. It's Psalm 81, verse 10. And God says, open up your mouth and I will fill it. You'll be like, I don't know what to say. Just start talking. God will give you the words. Psalm 81, verse 10. Lord, release it to him now. Lord, fill him with your spirit, Lord. Fill with your spirit. Woo, take that. Come on. Prophetic dreams, fresh anointing, the power of God. We mark you tonight in the name of Jesus. Woo, fill. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing, fresh oil. I'm telling you, you have a creative gift on you. And this creativity, whether it comes out through art or different writings that you do, I just see God going to use you in a subtle way where people won't even expect it coming. But there's going to be a way that you're going to be able to communicate. If you remember what I was talking about songwriting, there's going to be an atmosphere of presence that you'll get into, and that's where you will create from. And as you create from that place, that's going to impact people's lives in a subtle way. You don't have to be super loud. If you want to, you can. But you don't have to be. God says you get to be however he's created you to be. So touch. Ooh, fill. In Jesus' name. Fill. Put your hands up one more time. Lord, we thank you. I'm telling you, you don't even know what you have until you start using it. So Lord, right now, we release the impartation of the gifts of the Spirit. We release the impartation of a fresh anointing over them right now. We thank you tonight. Everything changes. And whether you feel something or you don't feel something, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you tonight, God's given you some gifts. God's given you gifts, and the power of God's touching you. How many guys would actually start feeling heat on your hands? Has anyone else started feeling heat on your hands? Yep, so that's because God's given you stuff. He's given you gifts tonight. That's the power of God. There's an impartation. Again, if you feel it, if you don't feel it, it doesn't matter, because this all works by faith. Everything that we do, it works by faith. And so here's what's going to happen. Actually, I need to tell you, bro, I just felt like God's going to use you to help people who have dealt with suicidal like thoughts and struggles in that way. God's going to use you to help encourage them, to help speak life to them, and to help like rescue them from that kind of stuff. I feel like there may be some friends in your, maybe it's school or different people you may know. Maybe it's online. I have no idea. But I feel like there's going to be some people that come into your world of influence that God's going to use you to speak, that have been struggling with suicidal thoughts, and God wants you to speak to them and give them life and give them hope that they're alive for a reason, they have a purpose, and they're valuable. Everything we talked about this morning, God's going to use you to do it. And so, Lord, I just release the blessing of God over them, the life that John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I've come that they may have life. Lord, let that message burn in his heart. We just give it to him now. Ooh, take that. There. You got the John 10:10. 10:10. Every time you see the clock and it says 10:10, that's your reminder. You're a hope bringer. You're a life bringer. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here's what's going to happen. Everyone, you have anything else, honey? Everyone who just felt that heat come on their hands, wave at me again. Okay, I need you to come up here. I want you to just make a line up here, but face that way. Come on. Yeah, yeah, come. Oh, this is where it gets exciting. Oh, hallelujah. Here, scoot over just a little bit so that he can get in. Yeah. There was more people who lifted their hands. Don't be shy. Anyone else felt that heat come on their hands? Okay, fine. Whatever. All right, here's what's going to happen. There's a couple people here that need healing. We already knew of Slavik. No, we're Slavik. He was in the back. I was like, he was running that camera earlier. I'm like, that doesn't look like him. Okay, come up here, bro. His back needs healing, and you guys are going to pray for him, and God's going to touch him. There's another person here who, it's like on the right side, on your hip right here, pain shoots down your leg many times, and I believe it's like a woman that right here on your hip, pain shoots down. Who is that? Where? Oh, well, I feel like it's a woman, but we'll pray for you too, bro. Back here? We'll pray for you too, bro. Is there a woman here who has like pain on the hip and it shoots down? Sometimes on, sometimes off. Is that you? Aha. Here, come, please. Are you guys ready? Wait, where's Slavik?
Right here.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Did he transport, bro? All right. Okay. Where's the... Here, come. Can I have a chair? Can someone bring a chair and put it right here? Are you guys ready? You gonna pray for them? And God's gonna touch them. Yeah, put it. Can we put it right there? Is that okay? Somewhere right here. It's fine. Thank you. You can sit here. Yeah. And okay, so tell us what's happening. You told me earlier what was happening with your... You said in your back there's a lot of pain.
Yeah, I got ongoing pain for many years.
In your back.
In my back.
What part? In the middle, on the top of the back? Lower. Okay.
Lower and up.
Okay. You ready, bro? Hey, let's pray for him. You can pray too. So we're going to have you pray for that. And in just a second, can you sit all the way back? Your legs are going to grow out today. It's going to be really... See, does anyone see this? This one is shorter than this one. Do you see it?
Yep.
Okay, come over here. You want to hold her? Hold them. Now watch. This one is shorter, yeah? You see it? Okay, so that's her right leg. And here's what I want you to do. I want you, we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to command her leg to grow out. And you're going to watch it grow.
I had this in my life, and Jesus healed me 8 years ago. Same issue.
Oh, this is so good. Okay, so just say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you here.
Touch her leg.
Touch her leg.
Right now,
in Jesus' name,
right leg,
I command you to grow.
Watch it.
Чувствуете, что оно двигает?
Sometimes people feel it stretching.
меня всю жизнь такое было. 25 лет меня Иисус исцелил. От этого тоже выросла.
It looks even now, right? Stand up. How was that? Your leg.
Sometimes pain, sometimes not.
But is there no more pain? Just grew out like, I don't know how many. Come on, someone give Jesus a big hand. That's awesome. That's pretty good. Can you move like this? Do you feel, ask her if she feels a difference.
Right now she doesn't have a pain.
But it, can you feel, sometimes people can feel it like more straight. There's no pain right now. Come on.
She comes and goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jesus. He just fixed your pain, so you're not going to have it anymore. Okay, you ready? Come over here, bro. Thank you, Jesus. All right, you guys ready? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Pain, 10 is the worst, 0 is none. What number are you at?
No, about 7.
About 7. Right here in the lower part? Okay, put your hand on the lower part. Yeah, just like this right here. Just like, bam, like that. Let that. Okay. So now we're going to pray like we did earlier. Yeah, take it, bro. Just say it. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this building just to heal this man's back. In the name of Jesus, I just speak healing into this man's back. In the name of Jesus, I said it on my shada. Jesus, just heal this man's back. Just work your miracles, God. Just pop it in place, God. Just move it. Just move it, God. Just grow it. Whatever it is, God. In the name of Jesus, this pain leaves. In the name of Jesus, you have no right in this man. Healing is here. Healing is in his back. In the name of Jesus. I speak the fire of the Holy Spirit, just to reach into his back and align it. In the name of Jesus, I say it. Healing. I speak healing in the name of Jesus, that it will be in a place in the name of Jesus. It will never be back, God. It will never be back. The pain is gone. The pain is gone in the name of Jesus. Healing is here.
Let's test it now. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to just test it, move around, and see how you feel. What number? So we went from 7 to 5. Okay, see, this is great, guys. That means we made progress. Thank you, God. Come on, let's give a hand to Jesus. Come on. So the reason why we stop to ask, because we want to know, God, what are you doing? Because sometimes, many times we'll pray, and then we're like, walk away, because I don't know. Did it work? I don't know. Let's go. We want to run away. But we want to ask him how, because we want to see what God is doing, yeah? And so we went from 7 to 5, and so now we're going to ask God to go even more all the way. That's why we just stop and we ask. Hey, come on. You guys, come and pray.
Girls, come on in.
Yeah.
Elijah.
Just, okay, so really simple. We're just going to really simply, you just receive. You're in the receive mode. So the only thing you do is just thank you, Jesus. But what we're going to do is we're going to just say, really simply, say thank you, Jesus, for what you began. And we pray more. We take authority over this back. We command pain to get out. And healing virtue to come in. Every spirit of infirmity, we break your power. We command you to loose this body now. Now let that healing virtue flow. Right there. Let the healing virtue flow all the way down. Thank you, Jesus. Let more. Thank you, Lord. All right, test it again. Yeah, still same? Okay, we're going to pray one more time. So this is what we do. The reason why we ask, we interview so we know what God's doing, and then we pray again because we know Philippians 1 says that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Are you with me? So we're going to pray one more time because something started moving, so we want to like keep blessing that. Okay? You ready? All right, here you go.
Holy Spirit, just enter his body in the name of Jesus. Let the pain know that has no place in his body, no place in his back, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just rip out the pain, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever's wrong, God, just fix it. Jesus, show your miracles, God. We know what you can do, God. You're the God of miracles. And I just ask you to heal Slavik in the name of Jesus, God. The name of Jesus. Cover his back in the blood of Jesus, God. Cover him with your blood, God. And I speak healing into his heart. I speak healing into his back in the name of Jesus. Pain has no home here in Slavik, God. Pain has no home. And I demand it to come out. And it knows it has no place in his back, God. Or in his life ever. So God, I just ask you to rip it out in the name of Jesus. Rip the snake out in the name of Jesus, God of pain. Lord, just fill his heart. Jesus, just ask you to strike his back and help him, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we've seen what you can do, and we believe, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus.
So this is what we'll do. I want you guys, we're going to pray for a few more people, but I'm doing this on purpose and I'm trying not to do much as far as me doing it because I want you guys to do it. I'm only here this weekend, but you guys are here all the time, right? So if I come in and I do stuff and then I leave and no one knows how to do it after I left, I'm not saying no one, but I'm saying like, you know what I mean? If I'm not giving you what I have, then I didn't do my job right. I want to give away everything that I have as much as I can. And so that way, when I leave, the next time I come back, you guys are going to be like healing, prophesying machines everywhere you go. So I want to say one more thing about this, is that sometimes what happens is we can be like, oh man, it didn't like work all the way and I messed up. There must be something wrong with me and all this kind of stuff. We don't, remember this morning? This is why this morning was so important. Because we don't get our identity from what we do. We get our identity from Jesus. You with me? So that means if it works every time, praise God. And if it doesn't work every time, praise God, because I'm still the same person. I'm still loved. I'm still valuable. I'm still accepted. God is still for me. Are you with me? And when you begin to pray for your friends in different other places, in the public place, at school, whatever, it'll work. The sometimes what if it doesn't move? You can't walk away like, I guess God's not real. You're like, no. God, of course, is real. But he's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Our job is to have faith, and God's job is to do the miracle. Are you following me on this? I'm giving this stuff to you because I want to give you as much as I can. Okay, stick with us, everybody. Are you still with us out there? Okay, here's what I want to do. Anyone with pain in your body that wants it to be gone, I want you to come up here and we're going to line up and we're going to pray for you. Please come. There actually was at least one or two more people that needed their legs to grow out. And I don't know if Constantine was playing guitar, if he's still here, because he said his hip had pain and all that stuff. If he's here, come up here. And oh, there you are, bro. And then there was at least, I feel like there's another woman here that had that same thing going on in her leg, where whether you know it's shorter or not, sometimes it's causing you pain in your lower back, and sometimes it shoots down, but God wants to heal you tonight. And so I want you to come, and we're going to pray for you. The youth are going to pray. But is there another woman here that has lower back pain sometimes and it shoots down? Okay, you? Okay, get it. Let's get another chair. What's that? Well, Jesus is a chiropractor, so. All right, we need some people here. Here, turn this way so that way we don't bump into each other over there. Are you guys okay? This is fun, hey? I mean, I think it's fun. Okay, let's check. You want to come down there and check it, bro? Here, let me check.
Not too much, but this one is a little bit shorter. Is this where the pain is on that side? Okay, so if you hold them up like this, you can kind of see the heel.
Oh, I see.
This is where the heel is. Can you hold it?
And I want you to watch closely, okay? Put both the heels like back so you can kind of see. Yeah, there you go. Like if they're pushed together, like it'll help us to see like the even part. Yeah, there you go. Yes, we pray. Maybe it's already. It's hard to tell now. Check her out and see. Just so we know what we're praying for. If not, we're just going to pray for their backs. Sometimes this is what causes it, but sometimes it's not. But I felt like there might have been another. Can you see? Same? Okay. Then here, stand up. Do you have the pain right now in the back? You still feel it? Okay, show them where it is, and I want you guys to pray for them. Okay? And where is it at, bro? Over here? Same spot here. Turn this way. All right, guys. What number? If 10 is the worst and 0 is none, what number, bro? 5? Okay. So now we know what our target is. We're taking it from 5 to 0. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. up.
More powerful than me, city of the spirit.
Hey, bro. Come on, man. That's pretty awesome, dude. It was, see the pain. So he probably made, loosen it up, you know, go take a bath and sit in some hot water.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is the pain left. Why did the pain leave? Because we told it to leave in the name of Jesus. You with me? Pain has to listen to us. And if it doesn't, then we're just leaving it in God's hand and trusting him to finish what we started. How's your back? Oh, come on. Get it out. Who else has pain that we need to pray for tonight? Do we have other? Here, come up here. What's happening?
She has a stomach pain.
Okay, honey.
And a back.
Okay. How, in the, which part? Show me on the back. How is it? How is it?
leftover residue, kind of, you know, like it was there, but I believed it.
Come on. Yeah. Thank you, awesome. Jesus. And how what happened over here? Should no one be hurt? Oh, this is so good. Come on. Dude, good job, everyone. Okay. One last thing, and then we'll be, like, officially done. But, you know, we're part of Fire and Glory, which means we just roll all night long. But, no. Here's what I want you to do. I want everyone, if you're up here, just come and stand up like this, line up over here. And then I want you to face that way. So just right there. Yeah. And I want you to face that way. And here's what I want you to do. This will be our last thing, last activation. Because remember, here, I'm going to come over here so you guys can see me. So remember, we're part of the army of the Lord. Amen. And God's training us, and he's doing something powerful in our lives. And I just feel like this is the time for us to, like, let's just go for it. So here's what I want you to do. There's probably the same amount of you guys up here as there are over here. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit who he wants you to pray for. And when you go over there, God's going to give you some words. I'm going to ask God to use you to prophesy to them. And we're going to ask God, say, Father, what do you want to say to whoever here? What's the word that you want me to say? And then in a few moments, I'll release you and then we'll go. But I want you to just practice this and listen. God, what do you want to say? How do you want to encourage them? Are you with me? Okay, close your eyes. Lord, thank you for the spirit of prophecy coming upon them. Thank you for activating them. Thank you that tonight is a night of activation and you're mobilizing the army of the Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, I ask that you come upon each one. And God, thank you that we are the righteousness of God. So that means we're bold as lions. And so we don't have to be afraid. Even if we feel the feelings of fear, they don't have to determine us. And so, Lord, we just pray, speak through them now. Now I want you to just open your eyes and look around and see who God would lead you to. You don't go yet, but I just want you to look around the room. And what's going to happen is you're going to look and someone's going to feel like, oh, I need to go talk to them. Someone may feel like they're highlighted. Someone may jump out to you. And I want you, in about 30 seconds, I want you to go over and I want you to put your hand on them and pray for them. But when you pray for them, I don't want you to just pray a general, like, whatever. I want you to say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to them? And then after that, then you just start talking to them. Are you ready? You need another minute? Okay, not another minute. You get like 10 more seconds. All right, ready? Get set. Go. We're just going to take about one more minute. Just pray whatever's on your heart. Tell them whatever's on your heart. Check. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, keep going. Okay. Real quick, look up here. How many of you guys just gave a word and it totally connected with them? It made sense to them. Just wave at me and let me know. I think you guys were right here and over here and over here and over here. Oh my goodness. Would you guys want to come up and share real quick? Is that something? Pastor, you kind of have to. No, but who would want to come up and share? Come and share, because we want to see what God is doing and share the testimony. It gives glory to God, you know? I keep stepping too far. I'm out of the light. He told me, see? He's going to talk to me after the service and tell me I'm out of the light, bro. You want to come? Pastor, just tell it. What was the word? Yeah.
Well, the word was about the fire, the constant fire that's burning in me, and the faithfulness that God said that I'm faithful, so I guess I'm faithful. So, but it was right on it. I mean, you can feel it when somebody is saying, you know, just like encourage you or anything, but when you know when God speaks, how you react. So yeah, it's about the fire. So keep burning. We'll keep burning. Yeah.
Come here. Here, come. So if you're still praying, then keep praying. But if not, just we can turn the music just a little bit down. So have you done that before? Is that normal?
Not really, no.
So is this like first time that you're able to like give a word like that?
I think like the second time.
The second time. And she's giving a word. Come on, to the pastor. Prophesy it. This is awesome. Dude, good job. Come on. I'm proud of you. You did awesome. Hey, come here real quick. Yeah, just tell me I want them to hear your testimony. So she prayed for the lady and her leg grew out. Her leg was shorter and then it grew out. But why is that so like powerful for you?
Because I born and my leg was short as well. So for 23 years, I had a pain. So I know exactly what she's going through. I know exactly. And I've been like, only my dad knew how to do the massage. It's basically, it goes from the head all the way to the toes for 1.5 hours, 2-3 times a week. Yes. And for 23 years, and my dad pays so many money just to, so they can do, because it's professional massage. It cannot be just the regular one. And when I found this church, and I went to Encounter, and I told him right away, this pain needs to gone. Otherwise, I'm like, I'm done. Like, I don't believe in Jesus anymore than if, because the Bible, whole Bible says he was healing, healing, healing. And here's, I'm 23 years old, and I'm not healed. I don't want to live because the pain was horrible. It was horrible. And my leg grew out. Yes, Jesus healed it. That's why it was so impressive, like, when I heard it. I have to pray for someone. And I was like, I never prayed. I never had that. Like, I never did it. I was start shaking.
Okay, wait, let me say. She never prayed for anyone to be healed before.
Yes, I never did.
And out of all the people, we're like, you come and pray. She had the same thing that the lady had. And that's amazing, because God used you.
Yes, and right on that second when I saw her legs was shorter, I was like, the faith come up on me. I'm like, yes, it's gotta go. It's gotta go, because I know how painful it is. I'm like, yes.
Come on. Come on, give Jesus praise. Thank you, Lord. Good job. Come on. I want you to see that, and I'm telling these because that's the first time she ever prayed for someone like that. And God grew a leg out. That's amazing. And I'm saying that she's the second time she's given a word like that. And it's touching. It's right on. It's hitting that. And I'm telling you guys this because I want you to know, if you feel like, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if it's going to work, I don't know, It's not like these guys went to like how to heal the sick school, you know what I'm saying, or like how to prophesy school. All we did was say, you go, you know, like, and they just did it. So God can use you. Someone say, God can use me. Okay, who else? Just a couple more testimonies. Who else, when they came to give you a word, it spoke to your heart? Wave at me. Let me know. Because I know you don't. No one wants to raise their hand now because you know I'm going to have you come up here. Come on, somebody come and testify. Come on, don't be shy. If you can't testify in front of your church, how are you supposed to go out into the world and tell people about Jesus? Amen. Right here. Okay, yes, both of you. Both come. Or did you pray too? Yeah, come. Come. And again, we're doing this because I want to encourage your faith. Is this something normal that you do all the time, or is this kind of new for you?
Praying for people?
Well, like, and even giving like a word. Not really. Kind of, not really. Okay. Same thing. I know you probably... Maybe third time. So this is pretty new. Okay?
Yeah, I want to say something. When she came to me and started speaking, she's got an honest spirit. I tell you right now, 100% honest spirit. She started speaking to me, and that was so encouraging, because I came for many years here. She says, as soon as you start praying, we all get touched. Nobody ever told me that. And I go, what is it? Is it jealousy? And she just revealed it, and I look at her, and I say, you know what? That's very encouraging. Not putting you down. Who you think you are? I'm nobody. He is greater than I, so I give glory to God.
Oh, come on, give a hand. Both of them are praying, and God is ministering. This is third time, maybe sometimes, not all the time. Yeah? It's not very common for you to just go up and tell people words like that. But God's using them to encourage people. Give them one more hand. Come on. Anyone else? Anyone else want to share? Don't be shy. Come on. Yeah, come. We're almost done. This is at Fire and Glory. This is where we just start doing the sermon. So some of you got scared. You're like, oh my gosh, is he going to preach now? I mean, I could, but we're probably not going to.
When I was praying for Natasha, I had pain in my kidney for a while, not right now, but when I did, I felt like praying for Natasha was like a normal thing to do. I don't know how to explain it, but like when I had pain, it was like really weird and suffering and stuff, but when I was praying for Natasha, it was like such a normal thing to do just to pray for someone and like the same exact pain. I don't know how to like, explain it. She had. We prayed for her.
So do you still have it?
No.
So it's a word of knowledge. Okay, let me explain this. So a word of knowledge is getting information from the Holy Spirit that you could not know any other way. So she's praying. She feels pain in your kidney, right? Or you always have?
Okay, so when I was praying for her, I felt the same exact pain like she did. And then it both went away, I guess.
Same time. So I'm telling you this because this is how God works sometimes. Sometimes he will let you know what pain they're experiencing by giving you their pain. And then when it disappears from you is when you know that they got healed. The power came and touched their body. You follow me? This is how words of knowledge work. So sometimes you may not even realize it, but God's speaking to you. And maybe you're going to pray for somebody. You put your hand on them and all of a sudden your shoulder just starts hurting. Is there pain in your shoulder? You know, and then you go like, they're like, yeah, how did you know? Well, because my shoulder's in pain right now. Let's pray. You command the pain to go. It lifts off of you and it also lifts off of them at the same time because God is showing you what's happening in their bodies. Does that make sense? Is that? Yeah, come on, dude. Come on, that's the word of knowledge. That's word of knowledge mixed with the gift of healing. So that you see what I'm saying? I'm telling you this because God's pouring out his gifts and we don't even... like realize, oh my gosh, God is pouring out his gifts, the Holy Spirit, and he's using us to heal. Anyone else want to testify? I saw you. Oh, she pointed. Who are you pointing to? You guys over there. I know one of y'all raised your hand over in this area. Come on. Come on. Listen, I was a youth pastor, so I'm okay with being awkward. I know you guys aren't like kids, but I'm saying, like, what happened?
It was just really small. I received one word by Darius. He told me that he got the word freedom for me, and I feel like it resonated in a lot of areas. I think with a lot of things, I feel kind of not free.
Yeah, and so him speaking that to you almost like gives you hope, right?
Yeah.
Ah, that's what prophecy does. Prophecy, it's like where people felt like they're stuck in the forest somewhere. Prophecy is like, here's the opening, and you're going to get out of it. That's what, it brings hope. Prophecy brings hope. And that's what you feel, yeah?
Yes.
Dude, that's so good. Tell me your name.
Eliana,
I think I asked you this already before, earlier this morning. Just clicked in my head. Yeah, I'm a little slow sometimes, you know, I'm catching up. Come on, stretch your hands out to Eliana. Lord, we thank you for Eliana. We thank you for her destiny. And we thank you for that word of freedom. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life. And God, this is a season of journey and discovery. And this is a season where as she seeks you, God, she'll find you. And here's your verse. It's Matthew 7, verse 7. And it says, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, and knock and the door will be opened. Because everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be open. And so, Lord, every question, everything she's seeking for, all of the things, God, we thank you that in this season she's going to discover. But I thank you, this is what I feel, that it's not going to be like maybe the way that you've seen it done before and the way that other people might seek God. I feel like you're going to take a journey of discovery, and it may feel like it's taking too long or something, but I just feel like God says, I'm in the journey with you, and I'm going to help. Like, the Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth, and I just feel like God's just going to be with you during the journey. Like, he's the kind of God who's not going to like wait on the sidelines and wait for you to figure everything out. He's going to actually be there with you. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal truth in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. So good. All right. I think I'm done. I don't know. He's like, come on. Let me just pray for you guys one more time and just let you know from our hearts that we're so grateful that we're able to be here with you guys and see God move. I truly, truly believe that God is, oh, I forgot I have to tell you something. I truly believe that God is raising up an army. And you guys' passion to seek God, to worship, I can feel the hunger during the times of worship and the times of prayer and things. There's something that God is doing in your midst. And I'm coming as, I've never been here before, right? My wife has never been here before, but we're coming almost like outsiders coming in, although we're like part of the family now and you can't get rid of us even if you wanted to. But we're part of the family now. And so I'm saying outsiders looking in even though we're part of the family. And I'm just saying he's like igniting something in your midst. He's activating you guys. And yes, the youth. But I'm telling you, it's not just young people. It's every generation, because God is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it doesn't mean only the young people. Because guess what? You guys have been walking with the Lord longer than they've been alive, and they need what you have. They need what you've cultivated and experienced with the Lord. And so I hope that at the end of this weekend, you don't walk away going, it's only the young people. I hope that that wasn't... I hopefully didn't leave that with that message, because I want you to know that I do believe God is doing something in the youth, and my wife and I believe that, but they cannot do what they're called to do without the older generation. We'll call them the seasoned saints, just because we don't want to feel too old. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm saying that because they cannot fulfill their destiny unless you come alongside and pour into them. And this is what God's doing. He's merging the generations, and he's saying, Abraham has something to offer to Jacob and Isaac and so forth and all that. There's a connection there. And God, I'm telling you, there's something that they need in this discipleship. It's them asking you questions about how to do life, how to worship, how to do whatever, and you pouring in. And God's going to do something with raising up the arm of the Lord, but it's all generations together. Are you with me? Oh, hallelujah. I promise I won't preach a whole nother message right now. It's already 8:25. We're just getting started, though. You know what I mean? Anyway, I need to pray for Olga one more time. Can you just stand? As we're worshiping, I forgot to tell you, but as we're worshiping, yeah, just open your hands. I saw the Lord putting a seer anointing on you. And I saw you as you were worshiping. I saw your eyes closed and you're worshiping like this. But in the spirit, I saw you looking with like binoculars and like a telescope looking into the things of the spirit. And so I knew that God was giving you this seer anointing. Like he's going to give you eyes to see in the realm of the spirit. And there's going to be an opening of your spiritual eyes. He's going to open your spiritual eyes in this season. And you're going to begin to be a voice of a prophetess in this house. I don't know if you even prophesy all the time or not or whatever, but I'm telling you, you're going to be like a voice of a prophetess in this house. And the thing about that is the prophets are the eyes of the church, and they see things beyond and help the church step into what God is preparing them to walk into. And I feel like the Lord's going to give you that seer anointing. And yes, it will be, you'll be able to pray for people and prophesy to them individually, but I don't think that's the main thing. I think the bigger picture of the prophetic anointing is that you're going to be looking. The reason why I saw like a telescope and like these big binoculars, and you're looking way up ahead and you're saying, this is where God's taking us. And that way you can prepare the body of Christ here, so that way when they're walking into it, they're not walking into it unprepared, but they'll be able to walk into it fully equipped as much as we can be, ready for the move of God that's up ahead. Does that make sense? And so Holy Spirit, I thank you for that seer anointing that's coming on her. And we just, over her eyes right now, we just put that anointing right there. And we just release that seer realm. Ha, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the seer anointing. We say, eyes be opened. Eyes be opened. Eyes be opened. And this is the scripture, that the eyes of your heart would be flooded with revelation light. Yeah. And we thank you for the prophetic anointing. I'm telling you, God's raising you up as a prophetess in this house. Lord, let that mantle come now. Right there from heaven, right there. In Jesus' name. Take that. It's just coming right on you. God, we thank you for that prophetic anointing and the seer realm to open up. Ha. Dreams, visions, looking in to see what the Lord would say. I'm telling you, it's Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, I looked, I positioned myself on the rampart, and I looked to see what the Lord would say to me. Habakkuk chapter 2. And then he says, write the vision, make it plain, so that those who read it can run with it. I'm telling you, I feel like you take this to the Lord, but I feel like this is almost like a life mission verse for you. It's like, see the vision, write it, make it plain, so that the one who reads it can run with it. And that's what the prophets do. They give the vision, they write it down, and that people can run and run and run and run. And I'm telling you, this church is called to run, 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 run. So we release it to them now. Bam, in Jesus' name. Woo! Do you have anything, honey? Or
I feel like it's also coupled with intercession. It's like the prophetic and intercession. I don't know if you feel called to pray or you're just like doing it all the time and stuff, but God, I just thank you, Lord, that as she is having these eyes and just being opened, God, I just thank you, Lord, that even as she's praying and interceding, God, for the church, the body, you're going to give her downloads from heaven. God, I would just thank you, Jesus, for downloads and visions, God, like never before. God, we just thank you, Lord, that she will, it's like feeling, it's like the prophetic. It's like you feel, you see, you experience these things. If you're feeling things, it doesn't mean it's just you. Sometimes it's for the body. Sometimes it's for people. It's like it's the intercession coupled with the prophetic as well. And the Lord's going to wake you up in the middle of the night, or he's going to give you dreams like what he's saying. Everything, he's going to do it. And so we just thank you, God, that today, God, now is the season, God, of this shift to happen right now in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord, for releasing it in Olga. Fan that flame, God. We just thank you, Lord, for a new level and a new anointing to come upon her in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We just thank you, God.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Come on, someone give Jesus a hand. Amen. Okay, sorry. One more thing. Okay, but I need to pray for the one who's, you sing, you're the worship leader sometimes. All the time? Sometimes? I forgot. Tell me your name again. Valentina? Okay, just stand where you are, okay? I forgot to mention, as we were praying for everyone up here, I felt like the Lord was going to, when we were talking about the song of the Lord over there on the lunchtime earlier, I felt like God's going to begin to release the song of the Lord through you, and it's going to be prophetic singing. And it's what I've been doing all day today. When the words aren't on that screen over there and everyone's like, what are we singing right now? You know, that's that, you know, and you know this, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like God is going to raise you up in this hour as a prophetic singer and as a prophetic psalmist. And it's that, it's a verse out of 1 Chronicles 25, and you can read all the way down, I think, to verse 10, but that's the whole passage. And it talks about those who are trained in the song of the Lord. And I feel like God's going to put you in the school of the Spirit in this next season, that the prophetic song of the Lord is going to come through you. And it's going to come as corporate for the church, but it's also going to be a voice to where I see you almost like calling out individuals in the congregation, and you're just going to sing the song of the Lord over them. You're going to just, like, however it is, maybe it's in the middle of worship, maybe it's going to be in times where you're just ministering to somebody, but you're going to begin to sing the song of the Lord as if God was singing through you. And here's your verse, Zephaniah 3:17. It says that God, he says he rejoices over us with singing, that God has a voice and he sings. And I feel like he's going to use you to release those prophetic sounds. And it's going to be a breakthrough for people, but there's also going to be like inner healing that happens when you sing these songs over people's lives. So, Lord, we just release that. Just open your hands, Father. We thank you for a fresh anointing of the sound of prophecy, the sound of the Lord to come forth. And, Lord, that the Father would begin to sing through her. The Father would begin to sing through her, that the voice of love, and that Zephaniah, you read, it says he will quiet us with his love. And the turmoil that's in different people, in the next generation, in different people's lives, the song of the Lord is going to begin to quiet that turmoil. It's going to begin to quiet the chaos, and the song of the Lord is going to come forth. Wow. And I just thank you for that fresh oil from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let fresh oil come right there. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. And God, however long I've been singing prophetic and you've done something in me with this, God, I ask you to release that impartation to her now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Jesus. And we thank you for the song of the Lord coming forth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. I think I'm really done. Thank you, guys. One more amen? No, I'm playing. I'm just, thank you guys so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Hey, let's give these guys a hand and thank you. And you know what? It was their wedding anniversary yesterday. So what an honor. They came to us on their wedding anniversary. Congratulations, guys. And blessings to you. So, they're already singing. Before we let you guys go, a couple of announcements. While I'm going to be doing announcements, let's open our hearts and bless the ministry of these young people, this young family. And you guys, I mean, we got so much from God through you guys this Sunday. I know our youth got, like, you guys don't even know how much you got, seriously. You know, all your guys' prayers and all your guys' like cry outs here, you know that this is not like for fun, or like, you know, this is what we do, or this is like, okay, man, I remember me crying out like that.